Hey guys, Lance Erlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
Do you have any touches or any intelligence out there at all?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Well, it's finally here, draft day. Welcome in, everybody. We've got the preeminent draft expert with us for 3 hours. And if you've got any questions about what's going to go on tonight, he is in Los Angeles for NFL Network. And we will be talking all morning long about that and your Houston Astros. And your Houston Astros. How awesome, awesome, awesome it is. Lance, did you get to see any of that last night?
I didn't see that dirty crap.
Okay, so again, I've never seen a less, this team is less clutch. This team is so un-Astro-like. It isn't, it's starting to get where it is. I mean, you know they're not going to come. In the third inning, they score two runs. First of all, they give up four in the first again. It's every game. Every game they're giving up a crooked number in the first inning.
And this is Arrigetti.
Arrigetti. But you know what? Shut them down the rest of the game.
I don't care.
Nothing.
You're in a hole that you can't get out of.
Well, wait a minute. No, that's wrong.
Well, I didn't see it, so you tell me what happened.
Top of the third, they score two runs. They've got two on. Uh-huh. Yordan strikes out. Tucker flies out. Top of the fourth, two on. Jake Myers grounds into a fielder's choice, end of inning. Top of the fifth, two on. Diaz grounds out to second. Top of the sixth, two on. Altuve flies out to center. They had four straight innings that they had two on and could do nothing with it.
How many total LOBs did they have?
They had, I don't know what the final number
was.
Hold on,
I'm going to look at it.
It must have been 10. I got to look.
It's 10.
10, yeah.
10-5.
10 left on base. You score two runs.
Oh,
or three runs,
he had
because
seven
Altuve's
punch
homer.
Outs. No one was talking about that game here. It didn't. I was having some sushi last night for dinner. No one in the sushi restaurant. I went in at 5 o'clock my time, 7 o'clock your time. No one was talking about it.
The Astros Cubs game.
No, nobody in the lady who served me, the two guys who were working behind there cutting up the rainbow roll, like no one said anything about it. I was looking on my score app. I was not even looking at ESPN app or MLB app. That's how much, because I already got a win with Everton and Merseyside, so for me I was like, whatever, the rest of it's gravy. But I've come to expect the losses now, and Roflo is negative tweeting the Astros, that's when you know things are really bad. When Roflo's like, man, this is just, they're down 10 games and they're headed for another loss. 10 games under 500, they're headed for another loss. I know. And then, who was it? Was it Derek, D. Skills. Derek, who's listened to the show for a long time, he goes, there was an NFL coach who once said, yeah, I know it's early, but it gets late real quick. And that's what it feels like. Anybody who's saying, although to the Astros' credit, fans' credit, I think they're more wallowing in their misery than saying, guys, it's early. Baseball, it's just April.
No.
I'm not seeing a lot of that.
Astros fans are dumbfounded. Dumbfounded.
Yeah, they're shell-shocked. I'm not seeing a lot of, this is early, guys, because this is we know what a horrific brand of baseball looks like, and this is right. This is it. Although, Arrigetti, wow, seven punch-outs to two walks, but seven hits. I guess the first inning, like I said, I couldn't see it yesterday, but I mean, that's just encouraging. His ERA is a 10.97. That's less encouraging.
No, but
Presley didn't allow. Holy crap, Presley didn't allow a run.
No, isn't that something?
John, this is actually a pretty good game.
No, there's encouraging signs. Other than the 1-for-10 with runners in scoring position, listen, and I'm going to tell you this, Montero actually looks pretty good. Montero has been good this year, he's got a 1.5. Montero has turned
Lytics.
Around.
Lytics.
Listen, hey, Singleton had a couple of hits last night down the line. Mm-hmm. They were just torturing that right field line last night.
Looks like we got a new first baseman.
To the tune of three runs. Yeah.
No more complaint. What do you think his contract offer from Bagwell is going to be?
Who, Singleton?
Yeah. Is he going to get 10 a year?
Oh, probably 14 to 18.
Well, let's see if he can hit a home run.
No, he's not going to get a Bagwell, a Bagwellian contract offer.
He's younger than Abreu.
And Jeremy Peña hits a single to left, and he's then just thrown out at second. It's just, what are you doing?
What did you think?
I know you're trying to make something happen. That's just bad. It's bad base running.
All right, so what did you think about, because I'd seen this during the day before the game started. People were talking about it a little bit, and as it was properly mentioned, we willed this into existence. The amount of stroke that we have on Astros baseball, and really in sports in general, continues to amaze. Just yesterday, our discussion about, what about Bregman 2 and Yordan 4? And they go, Yordan 3, but we go, Bregman 2, Yordan 3, Kyle Tucker, you know, Bregman 2, the two-hole. I mean, it was brought up first on this show. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, that's fine. It's fine and good. He was 1 for 5.
But Espada may have been listening on the
infield single.
App.
I mean, yeah. I mean, he really tore the cover off it. Tore the cover off it last night.
Hits a hit.
With his 540 OPS.
Hits a hit.
540 OPS.
How much more do we have in April? Hold on. Yeah, we still got another 5 days. Okay. Let's give it some time. It should be okay in about a week.
Well, it's going to get late in a hurry. It's going to get late in a hurry.
When it's late and it's May, ooh.
Yeah.
I'm hoping for a mild winter so we don't have to live through 109 degrees every day again with bad baseball.
Bad baseball.
I mean, good. And it wasn't good baseball last year either, by the way.
No, it wasn't great baseball.
It wasn't Astros baseball.
It was a first place.
What's happening with Javier? What's happening with Hunter Brown?
We got another division title, just so you know. Okay, so slow down. I'll take
that. We got it in the last 2 days. I think we were already in the fall.
That's right. They got the last 2 days. I'll take that bad baseball over this bad baseball.
Being in striking distance? Yeah. I mean, 7-18. My goodness. And if you can't win away, you're 3-9 away now. If you can't win away, where are you going to win?
So we've got the draft coming up tonight. Lance is going to be...
My last mock was put out.
We're going to talk about that because there's a lot of stuff in there that people aren't real happy about with you. Mm-hmm. But we'll see. We'll take a look at it.
Who's not real happy about it yet? No one's woken
dumpster
up to
fire.
Be mad yet.
There's a bunch of dumpster
fire. I haven't seen any of that yet. It's too early.
Well, it's not too early. It's never too early for you to have a dumpster fire. Here it is right here. Let's see.
David?
NFL.com. And we'll see. Well, here it is. You got Caleb Williams going first with his painted nails. Did you see he explained his painted nails yesterday?
No, what'd he say?
He said, I just like to go and get my nails painted, and I put on a movie, I put my headphones on, and I'm able to just sit there and enjoy myself and do what I want, okay?
Yeah.
Which is watching.
Where were all the homophobes whenever the Necro brothers were trying to get their nails right for their knuckleballs? All of a sudden, they're manly. They're just manly knuckleball throwers, but Caleb Williams does it, and everyone has a big problem with it.
Yeah.
But y'all don't say anything when knuckleball pitchers do it.
Well, that's racism. That's why.
It's either that or we're against quarterbacks and we're for knuckleball pitchers.
So you're silly. You got the Chargers taking Latham when they're probably going to take J.J. McCarthy.
Y'all could have been on that plus 900, but y'all don't want to listen to me. Let me just put my pinky finger up.
What?
First offensive lineman drafted plus 800.
You're going to pass on Joel. They're going to pass on Joel Alt for Jason Latham?
Yeah, the better player. Yes, that's correct. Okay. They're going to go with a better player than the guy who's solid. Yeah,
okay.
Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me see if you can hear this.
Oh, that's your Kermit with your pinky up?
I tried to give y'all money, but y'all don't want to listen.
You know you can't take credit before it actually happens,
how
right?
Do you
it
know
hasn't
it's
happened.
Happen.
Yeah, but the fact that it's in a mock draft makes
it's your
it a big
mock
deal.
Though.
Yes, you did
yeah, but
it.
Still.
You can't.
It gives
wait a minute.
Hope.
Was it plus 900 that you'd put him first?
Yeah, you didn't.
First of all, the people are talking right now. The streets are now talking.
The streets aren't talking about your mock draft.
The streets are talking.
Okay.
And this is what people are saying now is that Alt could go first. Just the mere, even if it doesn't happen, just the fact that it could happen is an
upset.
That means
I don't win any money if it could, if it doesn't, but could happen.
He's slurping. Wait a minute. It didn't happen, though.
But it could.
Only
but it could.
You putting it in your mock doesn't mean it could or would or does happen. I don't make
but
any money
does,
because
you win
of your
plus
mock.
800, so this is like
well,
you have hope now.
Wait a minute.
Hope.
Didn't you also give us... didn't you give us Malik Nabers going before Marvin Harrison?
Oh, and that could happen, too. Hold on one second.
It could happen.
It could happen.
The streets are already talking about that, too.
Are they?
I didn't put it in my mock, but then somebody told me.
I got the streets talking, though.
Yeah.
Wait. Well, the streets started talking after my mock was out, though, so I found out by the streets.
Oh, see, you got Denver taking Quinyon Mitchell. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't love that. They're going to trade back. They're trying to trade back
with
Steelers.
Yeah, they
got to
trade back.
They're already trying to trade back with different teams.
Somebody's
Everyone's like, he's got to trade up. Denver fans, go for it. Go for it. Go for it. You guys stink. You don't even have a second rounder, and you want to go for it for like the fourth quarterback off the board. This is already pissing me off. The Astros stuck, and people are so stupid. You got to go for it, man. You got to go. Go for what? Your team's not anywhere close to competing for anything, and you're going to trade away future picks when you don't have any? You already went for it with Russell Wilson, dumbskies.
I think Atlanta's...
Stop.
Wait, so you got Atlanta
trade now. Just do what I tell you to do, okay?
You got Atlanta trade now with the Vikings. Vikings coming up and getting J.J. McCarthy when he's
going to
be when he's already going to be gone to the Chargers.
I don't know if he is.
Yeah, he's going to be
gone. The Chargers.
Yeah, and they're going to trade Justin Herbert.
Is this one of the ESPN things that they're doing?
It actually is. They were talking about
Adam Schefter had to kill it. Like Greeny, like apparently their own betting service, ESPN Bet, made it seem like it's possible that they would trade Justin Herbert to the Vikings. Then Schefter came on and goes, I don't know what this is.
What are you talking about?
This is stupid. You know how big the cap hit would be for that guy?
120. It'd be 120.
Nice job, ESPN Bet.
Yeah.
Well, this could be my last draft,
yeah,
by the way, because there's rumors that we're going to be sold, so we may be an ESPN entity. And if that happens, your boy's done. I'll just tell you that. I'll be golfing after that.
Oh, they're going to watch. Are you kidding? Well, if you stop making ridiculous picks like these, then you'll still have a job. Yeah. No, you have value. You'll have value to so it's going to be ESPN buying NFL.com?
Yeah.
Really?
That's the rumor on the streets. We'll find out.
Well, they already have ESPN.com. Why do they need NFL.com?
Because the owners aren't making enough money, so they want to sell it. So they don't
Y'all are the greediest.
Dude, it's been crazy being here at NFL Network. Like, the amount of people who aren't here anymore. Sean O'Hara took the buyout. I thought, like, there was no fanfare over that. And that dude is great. He was on Good Morning Football. He was on all these different shows they do. It's like all the lockers that are empty. There's no cameramen here anymore. It's just all steady cams. It's wild the amount of cuts that they've had. Like, I don't see people walking around. It was like just 3 years ago, there was Willie McGinnis and MJ. Of course, MJD's still here, and Willie McGinnis. Willie McGinnis could have got – well, Willie probably still would have been there. David Carr is still here.
Are we talking about the same Willie McGinnis? Which is the one? The guy who does some not-so-great stuff?
That was Willie.
Yeah.
Didn't he have an altercation in a restaurant?
Well, that's one way of saying it.
In a restaurant?
Yeah,
I don't
restaurant.
Want it now. That wasn't me. That was probably Dell that
guy
said
was,
that.
Guy was messing
I
with
didn't
his,
mention what yeah, the altercation
I'm
was.
I'm pretty sure that was Dell that said something. I didn't say
it. Yeah, you're not going to catch me saying anything about Willie out of the side of my neck.
No.
You're crazy.
Willie don't like
him
when
Steve
people
Smith?
Talk in the streets.
Him and Steve Smith? No.
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 No, thank you.
No, sir.
Okay, 713-780-3776. We got
so you better get your draft stuff in this year. Because this might be the swan song for your boy.
You're going to stop doing draft stuff?
I might.
Hey, we got
to. I ain't doing it for free.
Friday night, we're going to be broadcasting. And you're going to listen right here. The draft starts at 6 on Thursday. Dell is going to be here. You're going to do. I mean, are you even going home tomorrow?
Oh, my day normally ends at 12. Yeah, I'm going to go home.
You're going to go home, then come back here for 6?
Sure. That's a six-hour gap,
Oh, no. It takes 6 hours to get to your house.
It does, and it takes about 40 minutes leaving here at that time. I'll be fine. Don't worry. Don't worry about me, John. I'll be refreshed.
Okay.
Taking a nap, get some lunch, come back here, talk to Gallant and that other guy, and we'll get ready.
Your app is working today, but it keeps making a slurping sound. Please look into that.
Yeah. That's weird. That sound is making.
It is
slurping. It's sipping.
We need that slurping to stop.
It's sipping on. Well, it's not tea. It's coffee. And it's maybe not a sip so much.
It's more of a slurp.
It's a slurp. And we got to stop doing that. That's what we need to do. One other thing that we need to do, we need to get out to the Insperity Invitational next week.
Oh.
It's brought to you by United Healthcare, held at the Woodlands Country Club Tournament Course, April 29th through May 5th. Spectators invited to attend May 1st through the 5th. Oh, and by the way, it's absolutely free. You can watch Stephen Alker defend his title for the third time in a row. 78 of the best PGA Tour champions of all time. Insperity Invitational is proud to continue its tradition of free general grounds admission. How about that? All the information you could possibly need, tournament schedule, ticket info, player field, events, tee times, parking, shuttle, all at InsperityInvitational.com. InsperityInvitational.com. Absolutely free. Next week at the Woodlands Country Club Tournament Course. Be there.
ESPN 97.5. You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Hey, we got our occasional invitational that is going to be May 7th. And it's benefiting Kids Meals. It's at Highland Pines Golf Club. We've got our member guests there this weekend. Can't wait. So we're going to be playing golf all weekend there. You get to play Highland Pines. If you haven't played it yet, you need to get there. If you have, you're going to come back. I can tell you that. We love it. The clubhouse is open. Forever we were out of the trailer, but now the clubhouse is open and it's beautiful. If you haven't seen it yet, you need to. Carbach Brewing Company, lunch from Cypress Trail Hideout, Valencia's Tex-Mex Garage is going to supply dinner, 18 holes of golf, quick award ceremony, all at ESPN975.com. You've got an early bird special right now that you can register. That's going away. So if you're going to come, do it right now. Go to ESPN975.com. This is something that you want to do. Lance is going to be off. Dell is going to be there all day. He wants to be out there all day long, hanging out, playing golf. He loves golfers, especially guys who are drinking a lot and coming in and yelling stuff at him. It's great.
I won't be there all day. I'll be there for part of the day.
Well, but you're probably going to just hang out afterwards.
Seems unlikely I'm going to be hanging out the rest of the day.
I thought you wanted to be on with Paul and Joe.
No,
or...
I'm doing that on Friday.
Oh, you're
or
doing...
tomorrow, excuse me. I'm doing that tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow night. Tomorrow night you're doing that.
There's a quota of time I could spend with Paul and Joe.
That's
I'm
it?
I'm filling it tomorrow.
You...
And then I've reached my quota for the year.
I mean, that's plenty. Tomorrow night's plenty.
I mean, really, how much time do I really need to...
How much you really want?
Yeah. 3 hours is enough.
No, that's fine. So get on over there. Let's go. And get to ESPN975.com. Full day of drinking and playing and just fun. Good, clean fun. All right, yesterday was... How about the Steelers... And surprising that the Steelers didn't give Justin Fields the fifth-year option?
No, not really. I mean, do you want to give him $25 million based on what you've seen?
No, I think they're looking at maybe a Jordan Love type deal. Maybe around 20.
Yeah, I think you can't offer him any kind of deal until you see how he plays, and they're not starting him. I mean, this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. You're going to bring him in. Okay, you're not going to give him the fifth-year option. I get that. It's $25 million. You don't want to pay that. Okay, that's fine. But find out who he is.
Yeah.
You know, start him. He'll be starting before you know it. But what a waste. You're not wasting really anything with the sixth-round pick. Isn't it amazing, though, the public perception that is Fields a future MVP? Is Fields a future Pro Bowler? These are things we saw this year. This year in the offseason we saw this. And the league said, he's a backup is what he is. He's not any of that stuff. But if he does have a chance to be a player, don't you have to play him this year and find out? I'm not surprised that they don't want to pay him $25 million. That's not a surprise. What I am surprised, they even brought him in the first place if they're not going to play him ahead of Russell Wilson. That's just, it's a strange thing going on there. But doesn't mean Justin Fields' career is already everything's written in stone. It's not. We've seen quarterbacks come back, and you know, it doesn't happen a lot. But we've seen the now it's happened at a higher level. But we've seen the Vinny Testaverde. We've seen the Rich Gannon. We've seen guys have a second act. Alex Smith, for example. We've seen guys come back and play better later in their career. Maybe that'll happen for Justin Fields. He's only 3 years deep in his deal, but I wasn't very surprised because that's a lot of money to pay a guy that you don't even know how he's going to play. And unfortunately, the timing is you have to make the decision now. I'm sure if you can make the decision later, they might have done that. If he played this year and played well, you'd want to exercise it, but you have to do it in advance. And there's not enough to project being able to do that. The other important deals done yesterday, Penei Sewell is now the highest paid offensive lineman in pro football. He got a big fat deal. And then and Amon-Ra St. Brown is the highest paid wide receiver. That happened 2 days ago.
120.
Yeah, it's a big deal because it's a really big deal because I can tell you, and I have not heard this team, but I'm just going to connect the dots myself. I'm looking for Brandon Ayuk to go for the 25th pick to I'm sorry 28th pick to Brandon Bean for the Buffalo Bills first round pick. That's what I'm looking for today. I think Brandon Ayuk gets traded today. I've got the San Francisco 49ers drafting a wide receiver at the back end of the first, and AD Mitchell from Texas. And when I did my mock draft, and I did that just because I expected, you know, a wide receiver spot to open up within a year. But then the more I looked at it and the more I was reading about it, I think there's a very real chance that Brandon Ayuk gets traded today. And if he does, one of the teams that I think has to be in play, especially if it's going to be a first-rounder, would be Buffalo, who could say, you know what, we get a wide receiver who right off the bat helps us. Because look where they are right now. They have nothing. I mean, they're in kind of dire straits at wide receiver, and I know, you know, AD Mitchell, he's not going to help you this year. Not really. Not enough to be competitive. But Brandon Ayuk, well, that's different now. Brandon Ayuk can really help you very, very quickly. So, yeah, you'd have to give up. You'd have to get a 20, you know, have to give up your first round pick, the 28th pick, and you'd have to give him a crap ton of money. But at the same time, you know, well, I mean, you got rid of one wide receiver. Why not add a guy who can start taking over the lion's share of the carries in Ayuk? So I would keep an eye out for Ayuk. Those are two powerhouses, one, you know, NFC and one AFC. I don't think that would be an issue making a trade like that. But, you know, a lot of people are saying it's going to be hard for the money that you have to pay him. It's going to be hard to get a first-rounder for Ayuk. But if I'm Buffalo, based on what is facing me, and one of the things I was told is that Brandon Bean is not going to reach for a wide receiver. Like, he's not going to trade up. He'll let the board come to him. And if he doesn't like the wide receivers, he'll draft a different position.
Yeah.
So that's a case.
Hey, when we come back, I'm not sure how reputable the source is, NFL.com, but there's a trade rumor out there that could likely involve our team, our Houston Texans. Huh. So we'll do that on the other side. But right now we're talking about John Clay Wolf and GiveMeTheVIN.com. GiveMeTheVIN.com is the place to go to sell your car, period. I love what John Clay Wolf does. I love what he did for me. He gave me more for Frankie's car than I could have gotten anywhere else, period. I mean, it's just was way more. And I was like, wow, totally sweet. I'll take it right now. Now, it was all kinds of stuff that happened to the car and whatnot. And I don't know if I was as revealing as maybe I should have been. But here's the deal. John Clay Wolf stuck to his word, gave me a great price for that car. You, my friends, need to put it. And if one of the first things he'll ask, is it clean? Is it neat? Is it nice? Is it beat up? What kind of shape is it in? You know, be as honest as you possibly can. But when they get it, they'll go, we got a lot of dings here. Frankie set the record for dings, and yet he still gave me a wonderful price for that vehicle. Look, you're looking for a great way to sell your car. I don't care how dinged up it is, whatever the case may be, John Clay Wolf will buy it at GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com.
ESPN 97.5.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, you know Kevin Patra? Patra, Lance? He's not here, is he? I mean, he does know we're doing a radio show, doesn't he? Is he slurping still? Can you hear him in the background? Let's like listen like we listen for Gilbert for the snoring.
You couldn't hear me, right? I thought I turned down my mic.
Oh, well, that was the point. No one could hear you.
Yeah.
No, I just, my wife kept talking. I'm like, oh, they're talking to me. I'm on the show.
Oh. You know Kevin Patra?
Yeah, I'm familiar with him.
Yeah. Yes, an NFL.com writer.
Well, for now.
Around the NFL writer. he says Greg Newsom is on the trade block. And Greg Newsom II, the cornerback for the Cleveland Browns, if they would take, because the Browns aren't going to be able to afford him, so it looks like he's going to be, he could be out there for somebody on maybe day two to pick up a draft pick. How would you feel? I wouldn't feel too bad about getting.
It's all right.
Greg Newsom for a second rounder, would you?
I think his contract's up, so yeah, you're going to have to pay him.
You're going to have to pay him.
So he's second rounder and a paycheck. I'd probably want to do a third. Well, that's fine. You want to give a third for him? That's fine, too. But if I got to give him a paycheck, too, automatic, I don't know. I do have the Texans. I'm already starting a second and third round mock today. I'm already trying to figure it out. So I think I'm going to have the Texans with cornerback Mike Sanristil from Michigan as their pick at 42 if he's still on the board. I haven't figured out if he's on the board, either him or Javon Bullard. He's a nickel, or Javon Bullard out of Georgia, who can play, I think, some slot or some interchangeable safety. He's not really a back-end guy so much as he's one of those guys that just, frankly, he's kind of does a little bit of what Petrie is asked to do, but I think he does it better. So I'm looking at him as well. We'll find out what they're going to do. You know, the Texans, if you look at their top 30 visits last year, I took a look, and they drafted three players who were in for visits. They drafted, of course, the quarterback, which is to be expected. And they had Tank Dell in, and Tank Dell is a local visit as well, so he's a free visit because he played, if you're from that area or if you played college in that area, that's a free visit. It doesn't count against your 30s. But they drafted both of those guys, and they had Dylan Horton in for a top 30 visit, which, you know, they also drafted him as well. So three of the players who came in for top 30 visits were drafted. So I looked at who all they had this year. You know, they got some offensive linemen. Roger Rosengarten, I think Jordan Morgan. Roger Rosengarten is a right tackle from Washington who some people think is a zone-only tackle. He's getting kind of hot. I think he'll go in the second or third round. Probably shouldn't. Probably more of a fourth rounder. But the Texans are looking at some offensive linemen. I shouldn't be surprised.
No, but why? Later, fourth, fifth round? Why not?
No. Day two. I think day two could be it.
Really?
Yeah, second or third round. Would that surprise you? If they do, I don't know what it says about, number one, they should have never given that contract to Titus Howard. You should have waited. That was a huge mistake by the Texans to extend. I tried to tell them, hold on a second, let me get this. I tried to tell them not to extend, but they don't want to listen to me. Let them play it out and see what happens. And instead, you know, they signed him, and I don't know that they're going to be super happy with him relative to who else is out there. So they have a right tackle who I think is average. They have a left guard situation where it's unsettled. No matter what anyone wants to say, it's unsettled because I think they view Juice as a center moving forward, and I don't think they want him at guard. I think they want a better left guard, and they want a better combination of Juice and a good left guard as opposed to an average at best center in Patterson and then Juice at left guard. They don't want to be just good enough. They want to be really good up front. And so I think if they draft somebody, they're going to be looking. I think left guard is definitely in play. So, and especially if you can play tackle or guard, which maybe Rosengarten can play, maybe Jordan Morgan can play. He won't be there, but if the Texans want to trade up, they could maybe get their hands on Jordan Morgan. I'm just telling you, I don't know that they're done on an offensive line. I definitely know that they're not done with the secondary. They got to look corner, but the rest of it is, and you know, maybe offensive line isn't looked at until day three. I don't know, but I do think that what we're looking at is corner for sure. I think we're looking at a running back at some point.
You're just done with Kenyon Green.
Yeah, I'm pretty much done. I'm not done with him. I'm just not going to depend on him.
Yeah.
To me, he's like a Brave. Like, yeah, something good might happen, but I can't depend on that.
So back to this.
You know what he is? He's Lance McCullers, where only Lance has pedigree. I know Lance could play, but at this point, I'm not really counting on Lance McCullers moving forward.
He's not Lance McCullers. $85 million for. He had a crappy rookie season, Kenyon Green. How are you comparing?
Well, Kenyon was a first round. He was a top 12 pick.
I get that, but he wasn't.
Well, what I'm saying is, I'm not comparing the players. I'm comparing how I feel about him. Like, yeah, you know, if Kenyon comes back and does something and becomes a player, that's great. I'm just not expecting it. I'm not really expecting Lance McCullers to be a full time pitcher in this rotation. If he does, great. I'm not expecting it. They're not the same people. It's the same expectation level where, if it happens, great. I mean, most people would say you can't write Kenyon Green off. He didn't even play last year.
Yeah.
And all we saw is a rookie year. He still has a long, you know, and that's true.
That's true
in theory, but I'm not working off this. I'm trying to win a championship. I deserve a championship in football, too. And so I'm trying to find us a championship.
Why do you deserve anything?
Because I got a baseball title. And I deserve a football title. I've had to sit and watch Texans.
You've done nothing but sit and watch.
I want to get back to this because you've thrown a bunch of stuff against the wall.
What did Kevin Patrick
with Jeff Okuda, with, C.J. Henderson, Mike Ford. You got to solidify that. If you can get Greg Newsom for a second rounder, and I know you got to pay him, you work out the deal so that you can – you can spread it out and give them a nice signing bonus, but spread it out a little bit. You got two top corners, and you really solve a problem with that second round pick. I don't want a possible right swing tackle from Washington when I could solidify the cornerback position with my second round pick. Because what player is going to be available at 42 that's better than Greg Newsom?
At 42, there's definitely some players. I mean, like I said, Sanders still from Michigan might be somebody they like better. He's a good run supporter, too, very physical. No, there's definitely some players at cornerback that they might like there. You don't know how they have them graded. The problem is it's not who's going to be better. It's also, like, he's going to start taking up a chunk of the – I don't know how much of the salary cap. I don't know what Greg Newsom gets, but he's a whole lot more expensive than a second-round rookie contract.
Obviously, he's going to be more expensive, but he's also a better player.
Well,
in a position of real need. Because
yeah, but it's relative.
If they go into this season with Jeff Okuda and C.J. Henderson over on that side, they're not serious people. They are not serious people.
I got to see how much Greg's playing in the slot and how much he's playing outside.
You are not serious people.
But I agree. He's definitely better than who they have, but. Yeah, I don't know. You know, I don't know if they're looking for a nickel. I don't know if they're looking for an outside corner. They should be looking for an outside corner. They really should. I really don't know how that's going to play out. I think they got to have a cornerback in the draft. I feel like they got to have a safety. I don't know. On paper, you don't have to. But, man, all these guys missed chunks of the season last year. Like, everybody missed a huge chunk
of season. I'm looking at their depth chart. Jimmy Ward with a Q next to his name. MJ Stewart, Q. Eric Murray, Q. Lonnie Johnson Jr., Q.
Is that questionable in the offseason?
They're questionable now. They're still questionable.
Seriously, though, look at all those injuries. Eric Murray was out forever. Jimmy Ward out multiple times and for a long time. And who was the other one that
MJ
you mentioned?
Stewart.
And MJ Stewart was out a giant chunk of the season. You had DeAndre Houston Carson, who came off the practice squad, who had to start giant chunks of the season. First of all, Murray is just a guy. We already know that. MJ Stewart's
they love him.
Dell knows, as Dell very well knows,
how many
former
years
cornerback
now of
turned
Eric
safety.
Murray? How many years of Eric Murray have we watched here?
Well, they like him now that he's not paid high, now that he's paid like a veteran minimum. They're like, hey, that's pretty good value for a veteran minimum.
I don't know, man. The Texans secondary is outside of Stingley. Well, it's got real Arrigetti, Hunter, Brown, J.P. France vibes as far as, you're out there. Okay, we'll see what happens.
Hey, other than that touchdown, he actually played well after the touchdown.
They've got a whole –
That's the first inning.
Jalen Petrie, Jimmy Ward.
Yeah,
they got real Astros rotation vibes right now.
They do.
True enough.
That sucks. Thanks, Dell, for that.
Well, are you in less need F them picks mode? You're trading away.
What about Fromber?
I am willing to. I am willing to think about it, Dell.
Exactly.
What about Javier?
And didn't you list like a queue next to all
those? There's a queue next to
all
of them.
Hurt just like their Astros. Yes.
Let's get Sonny in here before we break it. Hey, Sonny.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, I had a question for Lance. I was just checking to see where you have Tanner Mordecai going. Broke records at SMU, balled out at Wisconsin, smoked LSU in the bowl game. They should have won. I think he's a steal, Lance. So have you watched tape on him, and what do you think?
I did. I got a priority free agent. Some people think he'll be drafted late, though. So steal is a word that you could use.
Did you?
I wouldn't use it.
Tanner Mordecai. Good Lord, Sonny.
Steel.
Remember the name.
We know who Tanner Mordecai is.
Hey, can we ask you a quick question?
He's been in college for 8 years. We know it's
Sonny, you're in Dallas, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm in Dallas, yeah.
Quick question. Have you heard from Renegade?
Shout out Scotty Scheffler.
Yeah, have you heard from Renegade Roy at all lately? Do you know if he's calling back in or what's – we haven't heard from Renegade Roy.
I don't know if you know him or not. Either. I think he's got a championship trophy stuck in his ear, so he can't hear real good.
Yeah, he's the champ. How's it been going for him this year?
Hey, top half gets in, and we still got our championship from last year. But yeah, I'll reach out to him and see. I think he would have.
Well, don't worry about it.
We don't care about him.
No, it's okay.
That's fine.
How many touchdowns do you think the steal Tanner Mordecai threw last year?
It's under 20. I think it's like 17.
You wish. He played 10 games and threw 9 touchdown passes.
Yeah.
Where do you have Tanner Mordecai?
He lit it up.
Oh, my goodness.
We're not doing this. We're not doing to light it up.
713-780-3776. It is draft day. It's finally here. We've been talking about the NFL draft for months and months and months, and it's finally here today. And you can listen to our version of it tomorrow night right here starting at 6 o'clock.
But we're also going to have the first round tonight here.
Yeah,
we got the first round
tonight as well.
It'll be the ESPN
with
National.
With the ESPN. What's that sound, the sounder?
I can find it. I don't want to screw it up. Yeah, that thing there. Are you allowed to make that noise as an NFL.com?
Yeah, that's just NFL draft. That's not. They don't own that. By the way,
they
have
own
that
it.
Same sound. No, we have that same sound.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Well, that's just me.
Whenever I hear that, I'm like, this is exciting. When you hear that, ding, ding, ding,
no,
ding,
you're like,
oh, the pick is in. Oh, here comes Raj. Here comes Raj.
You get excited when you see Raj walking up there.
Man.
Yeah.
That makes one of us. Time to talk about HRP. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net. Just got texted from Kevin Robler, as a matter of fact, who's out there. I'm telling you, he's out there just working it. No, he's not. He doesn't do much of anything. But here's the deal is you might get somebody over there that is really grinding. And you know what? No, you actually will. What they'll do, though, is they'll come and they will put together a customized plan for your business, okay? They're going to really, really research your business, see what you're doing, and, you know, come up with a plan that will save you money. I saw them do this with a company that has like 40 employees, and they were selling – the bottom line came down to like $150,000 a year that they could save. That's a big number for a business. $150,000 in savings from your payroll in your HR, that's great. This is the kind of thing that you need to look into. How much are you wasting by having your own payroll department or with another admin company that might be charging you on the benefits package side, that might be charging you more than you need to for payroll or HR? I mean, look into it because you could save money, and HR&P has been doing this for years. So they will. They will customize a plan that will be perfect for your business at HRP.net. 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
Loaded, ready to rule.
ESPN 97.5. You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Hey, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Reminding you to go to ESPN975.com and sign up for our occasional invitational, which is at Highland Pines. We want you out there. Let's go. Carbuck Brewing Company, Cypress Trail Hideout, Valencia's Tex-Mex Garage, a full day. Okay, May 7th. So sign up now and get your early bird special price to sign up and play with us at Highland Pines, May 7th. Okay, so, all right, they were just saying, Mike Tannenbaum says that Caleb Williams is a can't-miss quarterback, and Ryan Clark said no quarterback is can't-miss.
Right.
And it's actually, he's probably
rare
right.
Rare Ryan Clark win.
Yeah, Ryan Clark is probably right. Will Caleb Williams have a better career than Trevor Lawrence?
Are you trying to become an ESPN producer?
Okay.
Listen, at this stage, I would say yes.
Yes. I don't think Trevor Lawrence is. Well, he's certainly not what we thought he was coming out.
Not so far, he hasn't. Now things haven't been ideal for him, but that's. I mean, I'm sorry. If you're a generational or guy who transcends the position, things shouldn't have to be ideal for you all the time. You rise above it, and you flash, and you say, "Holy crap, man! This guy, he doesn't even have a good offensive line. He's still making plays, or he didn't. You know what I mean?" So, I don't, that whole excuse you make for quarterbacks that things aren't perfect for them, I've never liked it. And the same thing falls for Trevor Lawrence. Yeah, it's not perfect around you, but you've got Etienne. You spent money on Christian Kirk. You've got some, Calvin Ridley was with you last year. You've got some guys that can make plays. If you're truly a great cornerback, you do more. And, yeah, I've been disappointed with him. I mean, I had a really high grade on him, but he's, other than one half against the Chargers, where's the special? I don't see it.
Yeah.
So I'll go Caleb just because I've already seen 3 years of
of
Trevor Lawrence.
And I don't know that it's getting any, it didn't seem like it got any better. Got any better this year? Okay, who's the best quarterback? Who will have the best career? If they're going where you put them in your mock draft, who has the best shot at succeeding?
Yeah, I'll go with Caleb.
The Bears?
Yeah, because I think he gets Rome Odunze, who's going to be a good fit for him. I think Ryan Poles is doing a good job of building stuff around him slowly. So I would say Caleb. Yeah, I would say Caleb. I mean, I like Jaden Daniels. But, I like McLaren over there at wide receiver for – they've got it. They got to get better on the offensive line. Right now, they have a bad offensive line. They're going to have to trade up and get a tackle in the first round. It's almost a guarantee they'll trade into the first for a tackle. So, I don't know. I'm just not sure. I think it's going to be a rough rookie year potentially for Jaden Daniels, depending on, because even if they do get a tackle, it's going to be probably at least the fifth tackle off the board, maybe the sixth tackle. So, I'm not sure how that's going to play out in the first year. So, one thing we've seen here in Houston, it can be pretty detrimental to have a young quarterback, really get started with a bad offensive line that leaves him in shambles every game. That can be a really bad problem. That's Bryce Young. And sometimes that can have a residual effect that they carry with them, and it becomes baggage. And I worry for Jaden Daniels in that regard. I think it's pretty much locked in. He's going to Washington now. And that's not an ideal.
Well, isn't
spot.
That the okay? So it wasn't like CJ had a makeshift offensive line last year. I mean, injuries galore with a bunch of just guys. And
but they weren't.
I didn't think they were terrible.
Scheme
and you and yeah, he right. makes quick decisions, which the S2 said he could. He did all the things that said he couldn't do. And you had an offensive coordinator who schemed it perfect. I mean, did a wonderful job of scheming it for you.
Right.
That's what all of this. Well, You got to have this.
They didn't have much of a running game. 100%. They didn't have much of a running game either.
How many Hall of Famers did Tom Brady play with? And look at the makeshift stuff and the wide receivers that he played with.
Tom Brady made guys a lot better. Now, they did a really good job of drafting offensive line for years, and they made it a priority. And they had good defensive players. But even when things got bumpy, even when he had, you know, what's his name, Hobson or whatever from Marshall, a wide receiver, like, yeah, everyone remembers Randy Moss. Randy Moss didn't play forever in New England.
He played a couple of years.
He had an undrafted free agent in Wes Welker that you know ended up playing pretty well with the Chargers.
He had a Super Bowl MVP wide receiver that went to Seattle and did absolutely nothing.
Yeah, you had, you know, he made Wes Welker a former quarterback turned wide receiver. You had often now Gronk became a Hall of Famer. There's no question. He benefited from Gronk. He had a running game that was also pretty good. They just relied on multiple running backs over the years. But Tom Brady elevated everyone. That's why he is truly a GOAT. And you know, Pat Mahomes won a Super Bowl. And guess what? He had a mismatch hodgepodge of wide receivers last year again. Special guys can elevate players
around.
Well,
he threw very seldomly to them. They were like fourth least in the league.
Very seldom did they actually catch the football also.
Right.
They're drop masters.
That's true, too. Right off their hands to defensive backs. No, that absolutely happened as well.
I'm looking at the offensive line. Cornelius Lucas. Like, this guy has been in the league forever and is nowhere near being a starter at left tackle for Washington. Nick Allegretti was a free agent. Tyler Biadasz, overrated. Center from Dallas. Dallas couldn't wait for him to leave. Sam Cosmi, right tackle. Andrew Wiley. God, this sucks in Washington. This is terrible. So it's not a great spot for Jaden Daniels to go. That's probably why his mom and his agent are making all that.
Well, they're
just
not.
Act like you don't want to be here. Just text whenever they're talking to you.
Actually, they're not, because yesterday Jaden Daniels said, I will be blessed to go whoever takes me. It doesn't matter to me. Thank God. Yeah. God has blessed me wherever I go.
That's after Antonio Pierce told him, look, dog, we're not going to be able to get up there from 13. They're not going to trade back from 2 to 13. I'm sorry. You better stop doing that stuff you're doing.
I know people get upset when players do that. I guess I get it. But you know what? If you tell me I got to go to the Commanders,
tell it to C.J. Stroud.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Do you know how sad C.J. Stroud was to go to Houston?
I don't know if was he? Let
me tell you, I don't think he was real excited when he thought about the chances of going to Houston.
Well, we know,
like,
Wimby
headed into the process on draft day. I think he was fine, but I know he didn't think he was going to be.
But growing up, if you're Jaden Daniels, I don't know how much NFL he pays attention. He's probably not like us, where we see all the stories. But there's nothing coming out of Washington that would make you think I want to play there.
Nah. Since, what have you had? What's the juice you've had?
Since he's been sentient, since he could understand things, what has come out of Washington that would tell you, oh, I want to go play there?
Well, Cliff's there now.
Oh, yeah. Quarterback whisperer.
Yeah.
No.
Cliff Kingsbury means nothing. What do you think that means to Jaden Daniels? Oh, that buster from Arizona?
Who could never win with
Buster?
I don't want that guy.
Yeah.
He can't even want Patrick Mahomes.
Cliff's. What is Cliff? Let me – serious question. Why does Cliff have a reputation as being this incredible offensive coach?
Johnny.
Serious question. Is that it? We have to go back 10 years ago?
No,
12 years ago?
He did a good job here at U of H. He did a good – with Case. He did a good job with
– Bro, we're talking – that's more than 12 years ago.
Yeah.
His best football is 12th. Once again, how old was Jaden Daniels then? 8?
I want to play.
It wasn't Ninja Turtles. Man was trying to catch them all.
Pokemon is what he was trying to do.
Mm-hmm. He was Pokemon Go the last time Cliff had it was well known. You mean that buster that somehow got a head coaching job at Arizona after losing in Texas Tech? That's how he knows him.
Well, listen, he's going to know. He's going to know how Cliff's going to turn it around for Washington.
Hey, where am I going? That place where the railings fall off their stadium and hurts the fans? The bad sight lines in their stadium? Where am I? Is that where you want me to be excited about playing?
That's great.
Did you tell me Cornelius Lucas? Yeah. There's an actual tackle named Cornelius that's on my blind side?
Well, and they may be the Redskins again soon, because apparently there's a lawsuit out there that they want that name back.
So you know what? They're that never history. Going back to red skins.
Well,
same way there's not going to be black skins, white skins, brown skins.
Well, I doubt an NFL team's going to be called the white skins.
Well, they went never with coming red back. At one point.
Okay.
Josh Harris is not saying, guys, we're doing it again. We're switching back.
Let's go back.
Hey, we see teams go to throwbacks all the time.
That's right.
Is it going to be throwback?
No back way to that they old throwback.
Name? We got a break. It's Zadok Jewelers. Now, you want to talk about throwback.
Luxury. Yeah, well, you know, Zadok Jewelers, I'll throw back for you. The year was mid-1970s, and Zadok Jewelers opens up in on Post Oak. It was on Post Oak, and it was 1,200 square feet, just a very small place. They got their foot in the door. And even though the jewelers, they go back, I mean, generations. It's an incredible story, the Zadok story. But now, fast forward, and they've grown and grown and grown over the decades. Now it's 28,000 square feet, two-level store. It's their own building. And it's amazing. When you step in there, the amount of luxury watches and diamonds and the finest metals and tennis bracelets and everything you can possibly imagine. But the great thing is they have guides there that can help you find what it is that you're looking for her. Or if you are a female listener that maybe you want something and you want to really press your boyfriend or husband to get it for you, they're going to help you find exactly what it is that you're looking for. The hottest styles, the biggest name brands that are there, and they have their own designers in-house as well. And guys, I cannot stress enough, their timepieces are incredible. Buy, sell, or trade, or even have them repaired. They've got master craftsmen in there that can fix whatever you've got going on, or they're a boutique location that has exclusive timepieces that no one else is going to have. You must get in there, even if you just want a window shop. It's a lot of fun, and it blew me away. I had no idea about the history of some of these timepieces. It's all at Zadok, 1801 Post Oak Boulevard. Stop in Zadok Jewelers.
ESPN 97.5.